Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, my God, God is good. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and I welcome you to a Remnant Ministries prayer first. Hallelujah. It is a good day. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will. Yes, I missed you on last week. We came out of convention and the body was totally, oh my God. It was just so awesome. The services were awesome. I had a house guest and she just could not believe and how powerful the service was and all that we experienced. So when we came down, we crashed. Praise the Lord. But God is good, and I do repent, because when God calls you to do something, he gives you the strength to do it. So my faith allowed my body to speak, opposed to my spirit man taking dominance. Hallelujah. I missed you. And I pray that you miss me, and I will not, and I do not take it lightly to have you come and I'm not there. I do apologize sincerely. And I pray too that I'm saying something that make a difference and helping you to become stronger or encouraging you to do the things that God has called you to do. Amen. Out of my experience, I pray that you can just look and become encouraged and empowered, not to compare yourself with me, because we never want to do that, but to empower you to do the things that God has called you to do. And we need to talk about that a little bit. And forget about the naysayers. Forget about, you know, sometimes we allow people to speak into our lives on a spiritual level who are not even saved. Who are not even saved. When all we have to do is go to God. When all we have to do is, oh my God, is go to God. Go to your Father. Go to our Father. He is the one that we seek counsel. We seek his counsel. The Holy Ghost is here. We need to begin to trust and remember that you are a spirit. Somebody that you don't say. You are a spirit being. The spirit and not the flesh has the authority and the power. Oh, I just thought about John 4, when Jesus went up to the mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was driven there. Hallelujah. And Satan thought that he could tempt Jesus. And I like to call him by his name, Yeshua, what his mother and father called him. You understand what I'm saying? God is here. He supplied us with all that we need. Choices. And then we become sad because there weren't the right choices. But we didn't go to the Father. We didn't inquire through his word. We didn't meditate on it. Sometimes we have to fast. We have to go to a quiet place. Remember that we go to a quiet place. Oh, and just sit and do him the respect and honor. To just sit and wait on it. Hey, Almighty God, to just sit and wait on it. Hallelujah. He'll speak and you'll know when it's him. He said, my sheep know my voice. So we become mature and we begin to know our Father's voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just so excited to be sitting here at this particular time and place. And I just want to start like we always do. Praise the Lord. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you had a wonderful service on your worship day this weekend. Hallelujah. We had a glorious time at Gathering the Harvest. I wish you'd come and visit us sometime. We're at 1519 Camelton Road Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. And we are there at 3 o'clock every Sunday afternoon. Come in, worship with us. Hallelujah. Well, now, my brothers and my sisters, we're just going to ask the Lord, hallelujah. We're just going to go into the allows to come into his most holy presence, hallelujah. We just want to bless the Lord this morning, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way, hallelujah. Touch our lips with clay, hallelujah. Hallelujah, our minds, our intellect, hallelujah, our soul. Our spirit, hallelujah. Our bodies, hallelujah. We surrender it all to you now, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, Almighty God, Yeshua, I love you this morning. We love you this morning. Bless your most holy name. Oh, we come in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Sweet, sweet Spirit of the living God. Lead us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Your wonderful name. Your awesome name. Your most holy and blessed name, Father. Oh, I could just feel your arms reaching out to us this morning. Oh, to embrace us. Hallelujah. Oh, glorious God. Hallelujah. In your presence is where we want to be. Oh, our Father who art in heaven. We just thank you this morning for your peace, for your joy, for your comfort. Oh, glorious Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning with you on our mind. Thank you for encouraging us to be about your business. Thank you for those who have tuned in this morning or whenever they tune in in time. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you that you meet each and every one of us at our point of need. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. But truly, you are the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Besides you, there is none. Oh, blessed Savior. You love us so much. Oh, God, that you sent your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. To restore us back into a right relationship with you. Blessed Savior, that we may be able to commune with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the love. Father, I ask that you penetrate every wall, every and anything that would prevent us from knowing without a doubt that you are our Father, and that you love us. God, I thank you for the knowledge, absolutely unwavering knowledge that you love us. God, I thank you when doubt tried to come in. God, I thank you that the power of your love suppresses it and destroys it. Mighty God, no matter the trials, no matter the tribulation, I thank you that we know that your love is surrounding us and holding us, God. When we're so happy, we're about to bust. And when we're so far down,
kidding. Let us feel your love, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let us know without a doubt, no wavering in it, that you love us. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for coming to reassure us every now and then. Hallelujah. I thank you that you come. I thank you that you blow off old doubts, criticism that we allow to attach ourselves, that we allow to attach it to us and cause this doubt and unfaithfulness. I thank you for destroying it right now. No weapon formed. Hallelujah. No weapon formed. Glory be to your name. Oh, and hearing your voice clear, Almighty God. Oh, Almighty God. Thank you for clearing our spiritual ears. Thank you for clearing our physical ears. Thank you, Almighty God, that we hear you when you speak. How can we say that the creator of mankind cannot speak to his creation? Oh, glory. We welcome the voice of the living God. We thank you for taking off the scales that prevent us from seeing as children of the Most High God should see. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for purifying our eyes that we may see, Almighty God, according to your will and according to your way. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for a heart of flesh. God, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. That we may perceive and do what you've called us to do. We thank you that we're maturing step by step. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. We're maturing, God, more and more. That we will instantly do what you've called us to do. Without procrastination. Without doubt or fear. Glory be to your name. Thank you that we know who we are, whose we are. Thank you that you're teaching us and showing us what you have called us to do and that you have empowered us to accomplish the task. Be sick, no weapon formed shall prosper. Thank you for rebuking the spirit of discouragement, doubt, and insecurity. Lord Almighty God, we thank you that we honor you. We thank you with our walk, that we honor you with our talk. We thank you that we glorify you. Almighty God, and not even having to say a word, but our life speaks louder than any words we could say. Oh, it's all to bring you glory on the earth, Almighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you this morning. We glorify you, great King, great Master, Ramaku Shekanada. Your sons and daughters give you glory this morning, reaching out to you that you're strengthening us even the more. You're encouraging us even the more, Almighty God. Oh, we thank you for it. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. We thank you that you heal where healing is needed. For your word said that I am the God that healeth thee. And we thank you for the manifestation of the word. That they and we and all that are in need of healing are healed. Those that need to be encouraged, we thank you for the encouragement. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for financial blessings. Thank you there have been harsh decisions made. Thank you that we bring hurt and harm. We thank you for turning it around for your people. Hallelujah. We thank you for favor with you and favor with men. It doesn't matter where our names are, we find favor. Hallelujah. With men. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you that we're able to honor every bill that needs to be honored. We thank you this morning. We thank you that we have a testimony how our God is a God that provides, and nothing is too hard for our God. But God, we thank you, our Father, that you're allowing us to know who we are and whose we are and the love that you have. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to know what you have called us to be in the earth for the kingdom. Thank you for revealing it. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you, hallelujah, for the strength to perform it and the awareness of the strength and the power and the authority that you have given us. We thank you this morning, kind God. We glorify you this morning. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for the joy, Lord, which is our strength. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for the silence, Almighty God. We thank you for encouraging us to get up in the morning. We thank you for the encouragement to pray. We thank you, Almighty God, for the encouragement to do your will. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. We thank you that we know assurance that we will never fail if we don't give up. No matter how hard it is, you have empowered us to succeed, and we thank you. Hallelujah. And we look back, and it's not as hard as we thought it was, because you were in the middle. Ha! Glory! You were with us all the time. That will be our testimony, and that is the testimony, hallelujah, of a victorious child of God. Thank you, Almighty God. Touch the children. They go to and fro today. Hallelujah. Protect every child. Hallelujah. Protect our house. May be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for protecting our physical, our homes and our properties, our cars. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. And thank you that peace is on the job. Hallelujah. Because we walk in, because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, dear Father, and we glorify you, we magnify you, and we exalt your most holy name. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the knowledge that you are with us, and we are in your care. Hallelujah. Bless your name, and thank you, Father. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, God is just so good. He moves and he rules as he sees fit and as he has ordained. I often think, well, I don't really plan. I know the general that we will do today and what I would say. I'm never comfortable trying to plan it, because I want the Holy Ghost to have free reign. And I know that there may be some conversation against that, but this is just my way. I'm more comfortable doing it that way. I have the general. So, and when God moves, he just moves. When he turns it around, he just turns it around. Hallelujah.
And the Bible is so full of encouragement and everything that we need. But I would like to just share and our regular scripture. I got some glasses. I'm learning to use them. They'll just help. We're going to start with 2 Chronicles 7:14. No, we're going to do 6. The 6th verse through the 7th verse. And it reads as follows. And he... Wrong one. Bear with me. I'm not using my computer. I'm using my hands. Sometimes I just like to put my hands on the Bible. Nothing is in here but the written word of God and maps. And I love that the middle testimonial. Most people don't read it, but if you begin to read that part between the Old and the New Testament, you will be so surprised, so very surprised as to the wonderful information and the clarity of so much that is in here. And it's a lot. We'll start at the 13th verse. And it reads as follows. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. Hallelujah. Come on, Almighty God, Almighty God. Now, especially for those who are at work, are professionals, and just anyone, this psalm is so crucial, and we really need to pay close attention to it because it says so much. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Psalms 1:1-4. Please, please, please read that. It says what I alluded to earlier, at getting our counsel from different people. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 3, and I'll read for the sake of time, starting at the 7th verse through the 8th, which is the end. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hallelujah. That is good. And I tell you, the word is so rich and is so full of everything. Everything. Just everything. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Isaiah 40. I could just read all of this starting at the 25th verse. Let's do it. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal with, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and behold who has created these things that bringeth out their hosts by numbers. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is the strong, that he is strong in power and not faileth. Why, 27, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over him, over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Hast thou that the everlasting God, let's do that. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He has given power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he has increased strength. Even the youth shall faint, and the weary, and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Glory be to God. We ask God to refresh us and renew us every day, and that we don't become weary. And when we're to go to church services, worship God, and do the things that he's called, that they become burdensome to us. Fresh every day. New, brand new. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And know this. For I, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I shall hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name. Our God given that thing that we need. Hallelujah. To be on this earth and to please him. Here is our closing scripture, Jude 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. He is able to keep you from stumbling so you know you won't fall. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on him. For he loves you. He loves you and he cares. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah, and present you faultless. Hallelujah. You can do it, my brothers and my sisters. We can do it. Go in peace. Go in God. Until the next time, the appointed time, this is Pastor Lee. God bless.